Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's an interesting day in Hawaii. We've got the wind blowing. We've got wet roads from the rain overnight. It poured for a while, even in Honolulu. And we need it because we've got 100%, you know, below rainfall. It's just really dry. And we know what happened on Maui as a result of the wind blowing and the really dry conditions. We're going to be talking with Ben Hongo, who works, of course, over at Kapalua, at the Kapalua Golf Academy, Hongo Golf. He's going to join us in the clubhouse, as well as Mary B. Porter King. She's on Kauai. Michael Patrick Shields. He's on the mainland, but he went over to check out Tom Lehman's new golf course. We're going to talk to him about that. Wallace Mall from BMW of Hawaii went to the BMW Championship, and he's going to fill us in on what that was like. And Ron Syrak is the award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America, Lifetime Achievement and Journalism recipient. And I've just got to do this. He wrote this, and this is wonderful, okay? To all the players, caddies, officials, friends, family, colleagues, in the media, and the readers who sent along birthday wishes, thank you so much. I've been extremely fortunate to combine two passions, golf and writing, into a very long career. Telling the story of the women who play golf at its highest level has been a particular passion. I started as a sports writer in 1980, moved into it full-time in 1987. No athletes are as generous with their time and their insights as the women who play this game that so completely examines the character of an individual. Through the demands of golf, you learn an enormous amount about a person in a very short time. Thank you to those who hired me and those who read me. What a long, strange trip it's been. We'll be with Ron Syrak right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24-7, licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwile. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Ron Syrak, author of Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, including Play Your Best Golf Now, a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame, LPGA Media Excellence Award, in addition to the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, Golf Channel contributor, award-winning writer. Ron, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on, and greetings from lovely, lovely Waverly Country Club here on the banks of the Willamette River near Portland, Oregon. Gorgeous, gorgeous golf course. Great setting for this relatively new championship on the USGA schedule.
Wonderful. I was just going to ask you, what kind of a golf course is Waverly? Is it more link style or is it forest? What kind of a golf course is it?
Yeah, it's forest. We got giant pine trees, and although there are several holes, the closing it ends with two par five holes, and 17 and 18 are right along the shores of the Willamette River. It's spectacular. It's spectacular down there. But I didn't know this club was founded in 1896. The second oldest golf club west of the Mississippi. I didn't even know there were people in Oregon in 1896, let alone people who played golf, you know. So
I was just imagining what women were wearing on the golf course in 1896.
and you know, the history, this is the eighth USGA championship this club has had, and they had a streak. 1970, they had the U.S. Amateur here. It was won by Lanny Watkins, beating Tom Kite in the finals. Both are in the World Golf Hall of Fame. 1981, it had the U.S. Women's Amateur here, won by Julie Inkster. She's in the World Golf Hall of Fame. In 1993, it had the USGA Boys Junior here, won by Tiger Woods, who's in the World Golf Hall of Fame. So they've produced some pretty good winners on this venue.
Wow. And why haven't they had an event there in such a long time?
Well, they sort of come back. They come back about every 10, 12 years here.
Yeah.
And for a club that's as exclusive as this place is, that's about the schedule that they can get their members to buy into.
that's the big one right there, getting the members to buy into it. So in this is moving day. I love how you describe that. Saturday is known as moving day in any championship, and the top 50 players and ties who qualified for the weekend at the 5th U.S. Senior Women's Open have already won one battle, making the cut. So at the top of the leaderboard, we've got Katrina Matthew of Scotland, Nicole Jarret, Krista Johnson, Mariah Dunn-Bowles, Tammy Green, Trish Johnson, and Annika Sorenstam, many of them tied. Missed the cut, and we've got to go there. Missed the cut, Laura Davies and Joanne Carner, but boy, this woman can play. She can ball. I mean, she beat her age in the first round, shot an 80. She's 84. People, work with me. What did you say? This is definitely a game for all ages.
She's remarkable on that first round. She started the back nine, bogey, 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 and then parred the last six holes to shoot 39 on the back nine. And to shoot 80, four strokes under her age. She played in the morning wave on Thursday. About 4 in the afternoon, I was waiting for the afternoon wave to finish, and I was wandering around, and I went over to the practice range. It's 90 degrees. It's 4 in the afternoon. It's 4 hours after she's finished her round, and there's 84-year-old Joanne Carner hitting golf balls, practicing. And, I mean, her love of the game is just is off the charts. And she truly is. To women's golf, what Arnold was to the men's game right now. You know, both the other players and the fans are just totally moved by her passion for golf. She loves it.
Did you talk to her? What did she say about her round?
The first thing I said, man, you know, she was known as in her playing days as Big Mama. I said, Mama, man, you shot 80 on a really difficult golf course. I said, do you think you can go lower than that? She said, yep.
Oh,
I said, how low can you go? And she says, I know it sounds obnoxious, but I can do 69 on this golf course. and you know, true champions are, in her heart of hearts, she believed that. I'll tell you an indication of what a champion she is. The first U.S. Senior Women's Open was at Chicago Golf Club in 2018, and she was 79 years old then. She needed to play the last five holes, one under par, to shoot her age on the number. And she played the last five holes, one under par, and shot her age on the number.
Wow.
That's a grinder.
Right. And that's it. You know, never stopping, never giving up, always asking more of yourself. When you were talking, you know, and what I read, I was so taken by it. You know about a person, you know, the game that so completely examines the character of an individual, and through the demands of golf, you learn an enormous amount about a person in a very short time. That sums it up. She sums up what you just wrote there.
Yeah, you know, you in a very compressed period of time, you learn about how somebody handles success, how they handle failure. You learn about their integrity. You learn about the respect that they have for other people. You learn an enormous amount. And when she finished hitting balls on Thursday on the range, and she's walking off, I said to her, have fun tomorrow. And she turned to me and she said, that's what I love about golf. There's always tomorrow.
Oh, yes, exactly. Coming back to it.
And then she went to have a double scotch on the rocks.
You know, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, 84. I bet she doesn't believe it. I bet she feels like she's 29, you know. It's a wonderful place to be when you don't think about your age and you just go for it.
I think she knows the limitations of her body, but her heart and her mind is forever young,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that that's where the fire burns, in her heart and her mind.
Yeah, yeah. And when you look at Annika Sorenstam, you spent a lot of time with Annika Sorenstam. In fact, I know it was one time you caddied for her, and it wasn't an official. But tell me, how's she doing?
Well, you know, she's sitting. She's five strokes off the lead. She was very angry with herself that the last two holes here, as I said, are par five holes, and she didn't birdie either. I know she was thinking she's going to finish birdie, and be right in the mix of things. And she parred both of them. She was not happy with that. She's hitting. I think she's third in the field in hitting greens in regulation. Hasn't really gotten the putter going yet. But, you know, you look at it, and all three of the four past champions here, Annika Sorenstam, Helen Alfredson, and Jill McGill, are still in a position to contend, you know, if they make the move today. And I think where Annika's sitting is not a bad place. Katrina has a three-stroke lead over Nicole Jarre, who's in second. When one player has separated themselves in the field like that, then you just need one person to make one bad swing, and then everybody's back in the mix. So I know Annika's going to be teeing it up today, thinking that she's very, very, very much in this golf tournament.
When Annika gets mad at herself, how does she express it?
Let's put it this way. Her husband, Mike, is her caddy, and he gets far away from her. So. Typical about Annika. Annika's game and her personality and her strength has always been all about control, and she has a way of having controlled anger.
That's, yeah.
She controls it very well.
Yeah. But you know it's happening. You know, you just can feel it. You can feel it.
Yeah.
And you know when you shouldn't get any closer and let the person just be. The question,
well,
her biggest
yes. critic right now is her son, Will. You know, who's
excuse me?
Her son Will is here, and he's the one. He told her, you know, she was really angry coming off, and he said, "Hey, man, you should be angry. You hit an 8-iron into the bunker." You know,
he's
busting on mom and giving her a hard time.
Does she crack a grin, or did? How old is Will?
Will must be. Let's see. The 10. Will is nine, ten.
Okay,
nine or ten. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's starting to play competitive tournaments now. He's a left-hander, by the way.
Oh, yes, that must be an interesting dynamic. I was
on the range and I was talking to Will. And I'm asking about his game. I said, "Tell me about the tournament you're playing." And we're talking, we're chatting away. Then at a certain point, I look up, and Annika's like looking back at us, staring like, "Hey, I'm trying to work here. Will you two guys take that conversation and get out of here?"
Totally. I get the picture perfectly.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, how do you qualify? Because I know there are amateurs in this tournament, and there are, of course, professional athletes who have been, not that an amateur isn't an athlete, but how do you get in?
There are 120 players in the field. 70 of them go through qualifiers and qualify to get in. 50 have exemptions. That number might change. What they did when they first started this is essentially anybody who had won a USGA championship had an exemption into here. So that's how Joanne Kerner's in the field. She's won 8 USGA championships. You know, the women's amateur 5 times, U.S. Open twice, girls junior once. And she's on a very short list, by the way, Kerner, of people who've won 3 different USGA championships. And that list includes Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Tiger Woods. So the past USGA champions are exempt into the field, but there's 70 spots open for players to go to local qualifying and play their way in.
And you write, the scramble for low amateurs is going to be very interesting as the weekend unfolds. Tell us more.
Yeah, there's 9 amateurs made the cut, which is the most who's ever made the cut. And there's some significant players in there. Martha Leach, whose sister, I was talking to her on the range this morning. I said, "Hey, 9 amateurs made the cut." And she said, "Yeah, there's one pro I wish had made the cut." And that's her sister, Hollis Stacey. And Hollis missed the cut. And Ellen Port is another multiple USGA winner who's an amateur. But these nine amateurs who made the cut are bunched between – there's four strokes separating nine of them. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see which one of them gets the silver medal for being the low amateur this week.
A battle within the battle, as it were.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And now Annika's sister is also playing.
Yeah, and Charlotte is doing – you know, she hasn't been competing all that much. She's had three different procedures on her back. She's and been battling back from the back injuries. But I interviewed her before the tournament, and I said, what are your expectations for the week? And she says, I think I can get a top 10 finish, even though she hasn't been playing a lot of tournament golf. And she's right now at three over par, seven strokes off the lead, and right there in with a very, very good chance to get a top 10 finish.
Farrell.
I asked her the other day. She was paired. USGA paired them together. Annika and Charlotta were playing with Katrina Matthews. And after the first round, I said, hey, Charlotta, how was it playing with your sister? And she said, she behaved.
Everybody's got her number in one way or another.
Yeah.
That's good. I didn't expect the weather. How's the weather today?
Well, it's strange here. It's even though we're in the Northwest, it's almost like a desert climate. You wake up in the morning and it's in the 50s, a little bit chilly, and then it goes up to into the 90s. So, and that's going to happen again today. I think we're going to get up into the 90s, but the course is starting to bake out a little bit, which is good for a lot of the players because they'd like to get a little bit more roll on the fairways, a little more run out there. But the strength of this golf course, it has a brilliant, brilliant collection of greens, really sharply contoured greens. And it's one of those things where you're looking at a really big green, but in your mind, you got to focus on only about a quarter of it because you got to be in the right quadrant of the green or else you're going to have a three putt.
Yeah. What did this player, I missed the first name, Johnson, the greens are something else?
Oh, Trish said that. Yeah, Trish used some harsh words. She used the word psycho, and Trish is from England, and one thing that you're not used to in British golf is contoured greens, because the greens there are relatively flat and they're relatively slow because the wind blows so much there. You don't want to have greens that the wind's going to be blowing balls off the greens. And so she comes over here and the greens are not only contoured but very fast. And that's unusual for her.
So they're psycho and greens.
Trish has never been shy about saying what's on her mind.
That's refreshing.
By the way, she's somebody to keep an eye on going into the weekend because she's finished second and third. And this is the fifth time they've had this tournament, and she's got a second and a third. So she's sort of always in contention.
So, you know, so it was cold in the morning, and it heats up to 90. But where did that lightning storm come from?
Yeah, that was astounding. I was on my way to the golf course at like 5:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden the sky starts lighting up with the lightning, and I'm thinking is, gee, I hope I get into the clubhouse before it starts raining. And it was one of those quick, you know, 10-minute downpours. But you know what it's like when you live around the water. You have whimsical weather.
Yes.
Weather, those big bodies of water out there can change the weather in a heartbeat for you, and that's sort of what happens here.
Yeah, wow, it sounds gorgeous. It sounds beautiful. So let's who have we not covered? Lizalot, Neumann,
she holed out an 8-iron from 136 yards, And that threw her sort of right back into contention here, you know. And she's somebody who she's eight strokes back for right now. But as I said, she's only five strokes out of second place.
Yeah.
So she could, if she shot a 69-70 today, she could move well up the leaderboard and get right in the mix. But as I said, we have three of the four past. I mean, Laura Davies inexplicably shot 46 on her second nine yesterday and missed the cut. And she won the first one of these. But and Julie Engster also missed the cut by one stroke. But the other three champions, people who've won this tournament, Annika Sorenstam, Helen Albertson, Jill McGill, who's a defending champ, they're all very much in the mix. And, you know, they need to do something on moving day. They need to, particularly in the case of McGill, and needs to do something special on moving day. But they're all three of them have a chance to win the Sculpt tournament.
Yeah, so Annika won in 21, right? So McGill won in 22. So Annika wants to get back in there and win this time. take her win back. This is great because I get to tell you that you can actually watch this on television. So many times we're not able to watch it. It's on Golf Channel and Peacock, depending on which one you rather see. It's televised, the final round, on Saturday and Sunday. The official broadcast partners, Golf Channel and Peacock. The Peacock airs it the third round 4 to 5 today. The final round 5 to 8 on Sunday. Now, this is all Pacific times. So I think, it's Eastern time. So Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hawaii time, you can watch today's round. And then Sunday's final round will be from 4 to 6 p.m. So we're getting 2 hours, but that's something, you know.
And what they did is, which is very nice, they brought Judy Rankin out of her semi-retirement, and she's going to be doing some broadcasting here this week. And to me, in my mind, she's one of the best ever to do golf commentary. And it'll be a real treat to hear her on the air over the weekend.
Yeah, wow, that is cool. She is the best, absolutely. I wanted to talk about Davies, but I felt so bad for her that she had. I mean, wow, she had a bad back.
I started. She didn't make a par. She had 6 bogeys, a double bogey, a triple bogey.
Thank you. I was reading that going, oh, I don't think I want to bring this up at all. Ron Cyrak, you are wonderful. Thank you so much. A belated happy birthday to you. And thanks for being inside the clubhouse. I really enjoy talking with you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Thank you. Aloha. We're coming back. Yes. Ben Hongo, PGA President, Aloha Section PGA, is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Aloha Power. Dog Days of Summer Sale. Honda generators featuring the EU 2200, $1,399 with a free extended warranty worth $200. That's less than the big box stores. Got that big lawn crying out for attention? Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. We got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home. It's got to be done. The winds are still with us. You know, you never know about the fires. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones from 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. And we ship off-island. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SciPac is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Ben Hongo, PGA, president of the Aloha Section PGA, voted by Golf Digest as best teachers in Hawaii 2019-2020, Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year in 2004 and 2017, Youth Development Leader of the Year 2018 and 2013, Horton Smith Award winner 2018. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ben.
Good morning. Aloha.
Good morning. I'm so glad. Ben, are you in Kapalua?
I am standing just outside of the Golf Academy right now, looking out over the ocean. Beautiful day here.
I'm so glad you have connection. You have ability to communicate.
Yeah, it's still a little tough. It's still a little spotty in places, so I couldn't make this phone call from my home because I keep on dropping calls at home. But here it seems to be a little bit better. But, you know, every day things are starting to become a little bit more normal. I don't know if it'll ever be normal, at least in the next few years. But, you know, we're doing our best.
Absolutely. Now, where's home, if I may ask?
I live, you know, I'm very fortunate because I live in Kahana, which is probably about 5 miles north of Lahaina. So, you know, my home, other than the fact that we lost power for about a week and still no internet or cable, you know, I feel very fortunate. You know, fortunately for, you know, some of the people who live in Lahaina and, you know, in the workforce on the west side, you know, there are many, many people that that lived in Lahaina, you know, who lost their homes. For example, at Kapalua Golf, I think 30% of our staff lost their homes.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, you know, it's been tough, you know, to see, you know, I've been here for, you know, 30 years and, you know, and they're not just my coworkers, but they're, you know, a lot of the people and families are, you know, my personal friends and, you know, kind of extended family. And so it's been tough to see all that. And, but, you know, one of the things, and I've learned about, I probably learned more about like Hawaii culture. I've been here for 30 years, but I probably learned more about it in the last 2 weeks than ever. You know, just the awesomeness of the community, here in Hawaii. I mean, it's off the charts. So it's been, you know, that part of it has been really, really great.
I bet. Seeing the actual aloha, the coming together, the taking care of each other. Yeah. And and that is something that you usually don't see unless you live like up country, some, you know, far away place where everybody's got each other's back. And now that's what's happening, right? Everybody's trying to get each other's back as much as is possible, given the circumstance that each person is experiencing. You know, you have, but still yet they're extending themselves, even though they're having a hard time themselves. And that's a beautiful thing. And I think it gives everybody power, you know, by doing that, you create more energy and vitality, in the midst of all the insanity. So where are all the people who don't have homes anymore? Where are they staying?
I think they're kind of scattered. You know, the hotels or FEMA have offered, you know, places to stay. I think like Hyatt and Sheraton and, you know, a lot of the resorts are opening their doors up, you know, at least for now. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have been taken in by their friends and families and whatnot, whether it's on this side of the island or on the, you know, on the central and south side of the island.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some people, you know, have left.
Oh.
You know, back home to the mainland. But, you know, when we do reopen the west side, you know, we had a problem with the workforce anyway to start with, and I think this is just going to cause more problem. But, you know, I'm sure we'll get through it.
Of course. You know, that's the only way you can think. You know, that's it's what we need to do. I heard someone from FEMA saying that people are, you know, go to family, they go to friends, but you can only stay with family and friends for so long. And then, you know, you got to have your own space. Are rents relatively, are they people taking advantage of the situation, or are they keeping the rents down?
I haven't really heard of,
okay,
you know, things like, you know, I don't even know how you call it, you know, price spiking or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen much of that. I did hear a friend of mine said they went to a convenience store and a gallon of milk was $14.
Whoa.
but really, other than that, you have to kind of understand that there's been so many stories that's been going around that, you know, I kind of feel like when somebody tells me something, it's like 55% true and 45% not true. So I haven't really seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And okay. It seems like it's been the other way, actually, you know, where people are giving people like breaks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a friend of mine that rents, and I think his renter gave him like a month free or something like that. So I've seen the other way, actually, more than the, you know, more than the,
yeah,
you know, price.
More than the $14 gallon milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I almost fell off my chair when you said
$14. Yeah, yeah.
What?
I'm not really sure if it's true or not, but that's
right.
What I was told.
Right, okay. Yeah, and everybody is trying to, you know, give to help keep things like $14 a gallon milk not from happening, right? Are you seeing the giving from around the world and from other islands that it's, you know, that things are getting out to people? I suppose that's really what I want to know.
Yeah, so, you know, at Kageyama at Pearl Country Club did a donation drive, I think, last week at Pearl Country Club on Oahu. And we had two containers show up at Kanapali the last 2 days. And, you know, we did a little distribution drive, you know, with the golf community first and the community second, which was great. The Aloha section, the foundation, started a GoFundMe campaign. It's called Aloha for Maui. And, you know, we're getting monies from other sections, like, you know, South Florida PGA, Mid-Atlantic PGA, Colorado PGA, Utah PGA, both Northern Cal and Southern Cal PGA. I mean, and a lot more than that, but it's been very, you know, overwhelming response that we're getting. OGO sent us 600 pieces of luggage.
Wow.
We're going to give out to the, you know, to people who've lost everything. Trying to organize that right now, actually, as we speak. But, we're getting a lot of support from all over the place, all over the world. You know, for a while, I mean, people outside of us were, you know, knew more about what was going on in Lahaina. I really, you know, I didn't see it for my own eyes until Tuesday when I drove to the other side for the first time. And it was pretty pretty emotional driving through Lahaina.
Wow. I bet. I would. Yeah. I get kind of stuck when I see it on television. You know, it's like, oh, my God. Every time I see it, it's like, oh, my God. There really is. And then you see the fire video. I don't know how people had the wherewithal to turn on their cameras to take those shots, because I would be like... not thinking of videoing anything at that time. I think I'm saving my skin, if at all possible. Boy, I heart is with everyone.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, when you said, I just want everyone to know that me and my family were all okay, and it was hard to know that, and it was hard to communicate. It's like, I can't text you, I can't call you, I can't Facebook you.
I couldn't talk to my mom for, I think, 4 days.
Wow.
And I finally got in contact with my sister in Seattle, and I told her, hey, call mom, tell her we're okay. And then, you know, my other sister was on vacation in Miami, and, you know, she's, hey, we just couldn't communicate. It was really tough. And, you know, again, for the, you know, we're like Tuesday night, you know, the night when everything was kind of happening, I had no idea what was going on in Lahaina Town. I mean, we heard a lot of sirens and, you know, stuff like that, but I had no idea. When I woke up in the morning, parking, so, you know, usually when I wake up, there's no cars on the street, but there's cars, you know, all over the place. So I was walking my dogs, and people, you know, start talking to people, and they say, Lahaina's gone. And I didn't know what that meant. I'm like, what do you mean Lahaina's gone? You know, and then little by little, I start seeing pictures, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but, little by little, you know, normalcy is coming. We're going to open, you know, for example, we're going to open the driving range or the academy and the practice facility here at the Bay Course on Monday. So I don't know if I have any clients, but technically I can start teaching again. So it'll be nice to kind of get, you know, start doing the normal stuff and get my mind off of, you know, what's going on around me.
Yes, to try to get back to some sense of routine, a rhythm. This, you know, yeah. that which keeps us sane. And for everybody who likes to just go beat balls, that's a it's a perfect time, you know. Like, I just want to get all this feeling out of me and put it right into that golf ball and send it flying.
Absolutely. Start working on your golf game and, you know, maybe it's kind of like the Groundhog Day, that movie, you know, where
yes.
Bill Murray, you know, learns how to do all those things, you know, because every day is the same. So I don't know, maybe we can get that same effect. but you know, the last 2 weeks I've done stuff that I haven't done for, you know, my family's in the restaurant business. So there's this organization called the Mercy Chef, and they kind of took over the Plantation House restaurant. So I've been chopping up vegetables and this and that, dishwashing. I've done stuff that I haven't done. We had right across the street from my house, there's a beach park called S Turns. And at first, because the roads were blocked off, they were dropping off, stuff on the boat and, probably like, I don't know, 6 or 8 jet skis that would go out to the boat, bring back, you know, whatever, you know, toilet papers, gasoline, you know, so on, all the necessary. You know, I got a pretty good workout doing that. And what else I've done? I've done a lot of different stuff, but I've been trying to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
But, nothing to do with golf.
Nothing.
I haven't held a golf club for a while.
Ben Hongo is the director of instruction at Hongo Golf, and before returning to Hawaii, he was master instructor at Jim McLean Golf School, PGA West in La Quinta, then director of golf at Kapalua under Troon, and now he is director of golf at Hongo Golf. He's president Aloha Section PGA, voted Golf Digest Best Teachers in Hawaii 2019 to 2020, He lives in West Maui, of course, struck by the 80-mile-an-hour winds that were fanning the flames that broke out. Utility poles came down. Exactly what started those flames, of course, still needs to be explained. Consuming the town of Lahaina, those flames. And he works in Kapalua, lives West Maui. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences and letting us know that a little bit of normalcy is coming back, just a little bit at a time. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thanks for listening to my story. And hopefully next time we'll talk a little bit more about golf.
Right now it's just trying to get back in the rhythm. Ben Hongo, thank you so much. Aloha. We're going to come back. Wallace Ma, the new car sales manager at BMW of Hawaii, he got to go to the BMW championship. I didn't. He's going to tell us about it after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Victor Hovland with his final round 61 and a 28 on the back nine. Amazing golf is being played by that young man. Wallace Ma is the new car sales manager, BMW of Hawaii. He went on a journey to Olympia Fields Country Club, Olympia Fields, Illinois, hosting, of course, the 2023 BMW Championship, the tournament before what's happening now, the PGA Tour finale, the Tour Championship. Welcome into the clubhouse, Wallace.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning. What a journey that you went on. Tell us about it a little bit. How did you go from Hawaii to Olympia Fields?
Oh, that's a very exciting trip for me. But first of all, I wanted to give a shout out to the people of Maui. Hope our prayers are with them. Yeah, but anyways, I went to the BMW Championship in Olympia Fields, Illinois. It was actually like a side trip. I went to Chicago for a BMW conference, and it just so happens they had the BMW Championship at that time. So the trip included, if you wanted to attend the championship. This is my second time at the BMW Championship. The first time, it was in 2021. That was in Maryland. I was in Caves Valley Country Club. So my second time there, it's still as exciting as the first time watching these pros play. It's just kind of surreal being there, watching these guys just smack the ball, and they're playing darts with these balls. You know, they're so accurate when they hit it. But at the same time, you feel like, you know, they're human, because when you watch them, you know, sometimes they miss a shot and you're like, hey, that's me. I do that too, you know. So, you know, it's very exciting and a very kind of like a humbling experience when you watch them play. You know, they make mistakes, but at the same time, they make these amazing shots that you're like, man, how do they do that? They're just so good.
Who did you follow?
We followed. We went in. Actually, if you didn't know, the first day there was a lightning delay. So we're supposed to be there, catch the bus from the hotel to from 8 o'clock. It was delayed until like 10 o'clock or something like that. But when I got there, they were already the first group already kind of teed off.
Yeah.
And we ended up following Jordan Spieth and Sun J-M.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good. I mean, they hit the ball so well. The sound when they hit the ball off the tee is just, you've never heard it before. It sounds like a rocket, you know. They just smack those balls. They hit it really far.
Yeah, it's an incredible crack.
Yeah, and they're accurate. I mean, they're so accurate. You know, every shot, you're like, where'd the ball go? You're like, it's like so. It's just if you guys never been there, I would highly suggest you go ahead and try going to a PGA.
A PGA Tour tournament. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the Sony Open is a great way to experience that. You know,
right? Or the Century.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fabulous. Now, did you find yourself learning anything watching these, watching Jordan Spieth, for instance?
You know, I've been playing golf for a while, and I'm still not good. So, you watch them, and you see sometimes the patience they have. They look at it, and you know, and they walk around it, and their caddy, they're talking to the caddies. And what I learned is that it really needs a lot of concentration, you know. When I play, I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Just give me the 7-iron, yeah. Oh, we'll just estimate it from there. No, they're so precise. They have the caddies tell them exactly what to do. They place the balls exactly where they're supposed to be, you know, unless they mess up or something. But, yeah, what I learned is that it takes a lot of patience, you know, and your form and certain mechanics of the swing has to be there before you hit the ball. So, you know, if you're going to hit the ball, then, you know, you got to make sure you know your mechanics and if you want to hit it well and you want to do well. I mean, if you're going to do it without being competitive and just to play and enjoy the weather in Hawaii and just hang around with your friends, that's fine. But if you want to really take it seriously, that's what I learned. You have to learn it properly.
Absolutely.
That's what I learned.
But I thought what you said about patience is and concentration. So you have to really be focused inside yourself and kind of blot out everything else. And
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. No, not a whole lot of chit-chat.
Yeah. You know, no drinking a beer. No talking smack to your friends, you know. You go, they're like quiet, and you know, they make sure they're concentrating, you know.
When caddy does everything for them, you know, tells it sounds like it is teamwork, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Like everything else, if you want to do well, you know, golf is supposedly a one-man sport. But, you know, with the caddy, you know, it is actually a team. It is kind of like a team sport, too, you know. People think of it, no, you know, it's one man. No, it's actually two people trying to communicate with each other. You know, when you concentrate on hitting the ball, you may not see certain things that, you know, your caddy's looking at.
Yeah.
You know, caddy can tell you exactly or keep you back in line when you're thinking about something else and he sees something else. Like everything in general, you know, you need that extra set of eyes.
Yeah. A caddy quiets you down, too. And when they make suggestions, and then, you know, you might be in this power moment where you're thinking, okay, I want to get over something that I just did, so I'm going to make an adjustment. And the caddy's like, hey, chill.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's really cool to watch. I'm glad you brought that up because it really is more of a team sport, but we always focus just on the player. And by the way, all the proceeds of the BMW Championship benefit the deserving caddies, and they get it through the Evans Scholars Foundation. And the caddy of the winning player also gets a BMW 5 Series. And I think that is so cool.
That is cool. That is awesome. Actually, I did not know that. You know, I mean, I'm glad you told me. Now maybe I can go and get my pro card and try to be
I thought you wanted to become a caddy.
A champion. Or a caddy, right, or something. I mean, it's just not that easy, too, being a caddy.
I stand a better chance of being a caddy than being a pro.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so are you going to go back?
I hope so. You know, it's a... it depends on time and effort. I have currently a 11-month-old daughter, you know, blessed with that. And, you know, time is time, and finding a time to go to these places and leaving my wife with my two kids is kind of hard too. So, you know, if I get a chance to go, my wife is awesome. She tells me, yes, you can go, and I'll go, you know.
Right on. Well, if you go to a conference and there happens to be another PGA Tour event that's happening while, you know, that would be a perfect opportunity. And maybe BMW will have that conference again, wherever the BMW Championship is being played next year. Do you know where it's going to be played next year?
It's in Colorado next year.
Ah, even closer to home. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great, you know. And just so you know, the BMW Championship at Olympia Fields was, they had, the theme was electric cars. So if you guys don't know, BMW is, you know, rolling out the fleet on electric cars from
right
the
on.
i4s and the iXs. And, you know, if you want to get an electric car, you know, BMW is out there. You know?
Right on.
They're in the market, yeah.
Wallace Ma, can we come down and see you at BMW of Hawaii? Do you have electric cars in the showroom?
Actually, in fact, we have electric car, electric event today. We have all our electric cars in the showroom floor. Come down. There's going to be food. There's going to be DJ. It's an electric event that we're having. So, and there's $7,500 rebates on i4s, $9,900 rebates on iXs. It's a great time to buy an electric car or a lease electric car. Those are all lease incentives.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you want to try one out, you've never tried an electric car before, go ahead and lease one. Check it out. See what it does for you, you know. And
yeah.
And we're giving the opportunity for people to drive it today, make sure they like it. And, you know, it's one of our bigger events that we have.
Yeah, spring this on me. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For those who are listening, if you want to come by, please come by.
Right on.
You know, and just check it out.
Right on.
No purchase necessary.
No purchase necessary. Just come eat and then check out the cars. And
yeah, we have a food truck. So, you know, come take advantage of that, too.
So we'll be able to test drive?
Yes, yes.
Right
yes.
on.
We have all the cars for you to test drive, the iX and the i4s.
I yeah. love BMWs. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us, Wallace.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And first time on the radio. This is great.
You did a good job. Thank you. Wallace Ma is the new car sales manager, BMW of Hawaii. Aloha, Wallace.
Aloha, Daniel.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back. We've got Michael Patrick Shields, always on the move. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Powers. Dog Days of Summer Sale. The Honda generators featuring the EU2200 $1,399 with a free extended warranty worth $200, and that's less than the big box stores. Got that big lawn crying out for attention? Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. We got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home, because it's got to be done. The winds are still with us, along with the potential for fires. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones, from 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. We ship off-island. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles, from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, host Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. You know, one minute he's hobnobbing in California, in Hollywood, or he's appearing on the hottest game shows. The next, he's off with Tom Lehman at Kragen's Resort in Minnesota. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Aloha, and I'm thinking of you especially this morning because I am sitting right outside Duke's in Malibu, though, of course. And I'm looking at the statue of Duke, and I'm thinking about the last I heard that the Duke's on Maui is closed, obviously, because of its location. And so I'm just thinking of you and Duke Kahanamoku, I guess,
yes.
The Olympic surfer who brought surfing here to Malibu in California and, of course, was in the Olympics and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Made modern-day surfing what it is today. So
yeah.
I'm feeling close to you, and it's just a tiny little, you know, insignificant tribute to the people on Maui.
Thank you. It was not insignificant, and it wasn't tiny. It's perfect. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Would you like me to try to overnight you a piece of hula pie?
What's hula pie?
Oh, Duke's is famous for it. It's a macadamia nut slice of ice cream pie with chocolate crust that you could ski down if you had a pair of skis on Hawaii.
Wow. My goodness.
Bigger than some of that surf off the north coast there.
You think it'll survive the shipping?
I don't know. I have to send it by air and dry ice or something and give it a try.
I'll take the thought. You are so wonderful.
Okay.
Tom Lehman, 35 wins,
yeah.
Former number one, net worth $13 million. You know, it's amazing how much talk is being given to how much nowadays. $13 million, what you're worth, what you're earning, what you're going to get for playing this game. But I love golf courses, absolutely love golf courses, because I always feel like I'm in some sort of little cathedral that, you know, all of us, I'm in the midst of, you know, God's green earth, and I get to walk through this perfectly manicured, well-kept God's place. In fact, when I was at the first time I was on the Prince course, this is God's park. It was there were no houses, there was nothing. It was just this glorious golf course, and everything was so perfect.
And the range can be so widely interpreted as beautiful. In one case, you see manicured flowers. It's as if you're in a garden or a cemetery. And then, on the other hand, you know, you get a designer like Tom Doak who says, I want people to come through here and feel the land has never been touched by human hands.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what does Tom Lehman want when people go to his golf course?
I'd say it's a combination of both. And he, you know, it's funny. Sometimes you don't think about a guy for a while when he gets out of the spotlight, like Tom Lehman, you know, pretty humble guy from Minnesota. He's living in Arizona now. But when I knew I was going to spend some time with him at his golf course opening, I did some studying, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
When he won his one major at Royal Lytham in the Open Championship, And then you look at the other tour events that he won. The Tour Championship, the Memorial, the Colonial, and the Phoenix Open. And I said, you know, if you were going to pick four regular tour events to win, those are pretty good ones.
Yeah, those are.
Jack Nicklaus's tournament and Ben Hogan's tournament and the Tour Championship and Phoenix. We all know the fun that comes with that event. So I asked him about that. I said, why do you think those were the, you know, you won major, major events that were like special on the tour? And he said that he thought that maybe the tougher courses brought out the best in him. In the case of the Open Championship, it was the tougher conditions that he had to endure. And I thought that was an interesting answer. Of course, saying he got crushed in the Ryder Cup when he was the captain, but he was the captain. And he's still just as humble as he was known to be when he played on tour.
You know, and sometimes because you're the captain, people crush you for no, you know, it's like you take a lot of heat. But yeah, we got crushed.
So, it was in Ireland,
yes,
which ironically was also his Waterloo. The last time he played in the British Open or Open Championship, if you want to call it that, was at Portrush. He didn't make the cut there in Northern Ireland, but told me a beautiful story about that he had his family with him and his son Thomas was caddying for him. And while he's coming up 18, knowing he's not going to make the cut, he calls Thomas over and he says, you know, I just want you to know there's nobody I'd rather be doing this with than you right now.
Oh.
And I love you. And then he went over to the rope line and with his wife and his family, and he told them the same thing, how important they'd been to him, the sacrifices they made. And so that 18th hole was not like you often see a solitary man making his way up and waving to the crowd. He wanted his family to know that he knew what they went through in his career and that he was very, very blessed to have them with him.
That is beautiful. Now, how did you end up going to Craigan's Legacy Course and the partnership with Minnesota's most decorated PGA Tour professional and golf course designer, Tom Lehman?
Yeah, it was a sweet homecoming for him, too, and to be able to make a project like that and redesign some holes and design some new ones at Craigan's. It's on a place called Gull Lake in Brainerd, Minnesota, and it's about 2.5 hours from Minneapolis. And the irony of ironies, Danielle Tucker, is while he was unveiling his baby, his new course, his son Thomas, 2.5 hours away, was about to have his first ever start on the PGA Tour at the 2M Championship there at TPC Twin Cities. And so what a week it was for Dad. While he was unveiling his baby and talking about the end of his career, his son was starting his PGA Tour career just down the road.
I didn't even realize that. That's what's his first name?
His name is Thomas. And so Tom Lehman was saying, it's pretty funny. People are going to be looking at the pairing sheet saying, well, wow, Tom has really aged well. He looks like he's 24 years old.
Yes, Tom Lehman's in the field. Wait a minute, Tom Lehman's in the field?
Thomas Lehman.
Yes. Okay. We're gonna have to
Yeah.
We're gonna have to be very specific about that. Okay.
He did say he was more nervous, of course, watching Thomas play than when he played.
Of
course.
He's
not a good watcher because he gets nervous. And so it was just a very, very sweet thing. And the other sweet thing is this resort is, how would you describe it? Craigan's is a real family place with cottages on a lake and, you know, all the water sports and canoeing and all that stuff and swimming pools and kids playing volleyball. It's a very, very, very simple place. And 91-year-old Dutch Craigan is like the Walt Disney of there. And he still loves to go around and enjoy seeing people having fun. And they had the Minnesota Golden Gopher marching band on the first tee for Tom Lehman to hit the opening shot. And good old Dutch was dancing at 91 years old. And he told me, oh, I forgot my kazoo. I wanted to bring my kazoo. It was really sweet.
You know? I want to be there. All of a sudden, I just want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's in an era of high tech. It was just it's lovely people in that part. And they're all so proud of it. It's really, really good place to get a brat.
Right on. Right on, a brat.
Yeah.
Let's go get a brat.
The Midwest, bratwurst, you kidding? That's the thing to have. So it was an interesting time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how did you get introduced to this? How did you know Tom Lehman?
No. There was a lady called Karen Morgan and her sister who run a PR agency, and they wondered if I might like to come with some other writers and golf writers, I guess. Cover the opening. So I did radio from there. And in fact, one of the other writers who remained nameless just cracked me up. There is a fence on one of the nines down along the right side of a hole, just a little fence. But it's about, 15, 20 feet high. And he says, "Is that fence to help the player a little bit if they hit their shot wayward?" And I'm like, "Oh, dear God." There's a cart path that runs behind there on one of the other holes. And it's, to keep anybody from getting killed when they come around the corner on the cart. This group of writers was like the cantina scene in Star Wars. Of course, I'm one of them.
Oh, you are wonderful.
I'm terrible.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much for taking us all the way out to Cragen's Legacy Courses.
Thank you. And don't forget the Champions Tour is at Warwick Hills, where I grew up in Michigan, there in the Flint area, this very weekend. And that used to be a mainstay on the PGA Tour. And the last time they had the regular tour event there, Tiger Woods played with Bob Seger, and it was a big event. So it's nice to see the old fellows back there at that place. They used to shoot 32 under par to win tournaments there. And Darren Clark from Northern Ireland, last I looked, is 4 shots back.
Well, thank you. By the way, Tiger's been coming up a lot for some reason in the show today, for no particular reason.
Tends to happen.
What are you doing in Malibu?
Well, I came down for the morning to take a beach walk, and I'm living here, so it's not a bad way to spend a Saturday, and I'm going to go to the USC football game later today.
I've never
seen the Coliseum, so I want to have a look at it.
Wow, wait a minute. I thought you lived in Hollywood, but you live in Malibu.
Well, just 45 minutes up the hill.
That's just 45 minutes right below that sign that's still there. And you're going to go to a football game today. Michael Patrick Shields.
I want to see the Coliseum. And my next trip next weekend is to Havana, Cuba. But don't tell anybody, with a stop in Miami. And then mid-September, I'll be London and Venice. And then Istanbul in October.
Oh, you're calling in from every destination. That would be really fun. And I know no one's listening, so no one heard that you're going to be in Havana, Cuba. That's where Michael Patrick Shields is going, but nobody's listening. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Michael Patrick Shields, host Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. Thank you.
Cowabunga from Dukes.
Cowabunga. Have a great one. Aloha. Mary B. Porter King is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
MD Restoration.
24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. You know, I got this show completely upside down today. I didn't even do the weather forecast or tell anyone what the tea times are. So first off, it's going to be mostly sunny, windward and mauka. Numerous showers in the morning. We had them last night, too. Scattered showers in the afternoon and isolated showers on the leeward side. So it's going to be a little bit rainy, mostly sunny, and we're going to have a high today of 90 degrees. That's not going to go away. Easterlies, 15 to 20 miles per hour. And for the folks who are going to go out and, you know, I think we missed the early birds mixed men's and women's event that's happening at Volcano Golf Club. But there is an 836 kind of tight, huh? 948. All right. Old soldiers, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Makalei, there's an 856 and a 922 where the old soldiers are also playing. And Poipu, North Shore, Princeville, Kaikane, they're out playing. If you'd like to join them, there's a 950 and a 1230. At Kauai Lagoons, a 918 and a 1020. And at Hawaii Kai, we've got an 842 and a 1010. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 1008 and an 11 o'clock. Wailea Gold has a 920, Emerald, an 850, and a 10 o'clock. And the Blue Course, they've aerated. So it's $50 plus tax. And their tea times, let's see now, 840, 930, 1048. And at Maui Nui, there's a 952 and a 1030.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Mary B. Porter King, PGA of America, First Lady of Golf, co-founder Hawaii State Junior Golf Association with First Tee now folded in, officiated over 100 U.S. national and international championships, five-year member of the PGA of America Rules Committee, serves on the USGA Junior Amateur Committee, served on the USGA Executive Committee, LPGA Tour Champion. Welcome into the clubhouse. I'm tired already. Do you do that much?
Are we finished already, too?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll have to update my resume and take some off there so I can speak to you.
Well, I mean, you were also amazing, All-American. You played basketball, volleyball.
That was 100 years ago.
Okay. Well, in today's world, I just wanted, you know, state of the game is what I said. And one of the things that's bothering me, Mary B., and I wanted to get your take on all this, you know, in years past, let's say 10, I've been doing this for 25 years. 26 almost. So in years past, we would talk about how much money is being raised for charities at all the different tour events. This charity, that charity is going to, in you know, get XYZ. Today, we're talking about he's going to get $1 million. He's going to get $3 million. He's going to get 50. I don't know. You know, it's like it's crazy. And I find it like everything is based on the money that each guy is going to win, and is that what we're all about nowadays?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball with all this, you know, and it's filtered down to the amateur game, which I think bothers me the most. You know, so many young people now in all sports are getting NIL money, name, image, and likeness money, to participate as an amateur, and I just think that we ought to be participating as amateurs, which I think amateurs aren't paid. But and I think to your question regarding the tour and that state of the game as far as what the LIV Tour is doing and what's happening with the PGA, I wish I had a crystal ball. I love the game of golf probably just like everyone else. And And I want it, it's always stood for what's right and what feels good and doing the right thing. And it feels like we're getting a little off base at this point. And I agree that it is all, seems to be all about money.
And
I don't know. I think another thing that worries me is the LPGA Tour. I've heard rumors that they're going, they're next, and that will be really difficult for young players to, if there's a division between the tour and, say, a women's live tour, it'd be very difficult for a young player to turn down $1 million, you know, which is a minimum payday, it seems, for live, but because that's going to take them quite some time to earn that money. And I just hope it doesn't go down that road. I think golf is, like I said, always tried to do the right thing, and it stands for the right thing. It stands for good things, and you know, calling rules on yourself and being honest. And yes, professionals do play for money, but I hope it's not all about money. I know it certainly wasn't for me playing our tour, because we didn't make any money. We played for the love of the game, you know, and it happened to be our livelihood, how small that was. But you know, when I started the tour, we had 38 tournaments for $1.2 million in total purses for the whole year.
Wow.
And it's not that I'm jealous of that. I just wish, and it seems like most players do play for the love of the game. And I think once you get into playing for money is sort of when you, I think you lose a little bit of that passion. You lose that drive.
Yeah. John Rahm was talking about it. You know, he's tired of all the talk about the money, and it makes us when you're watching the golfers, it kind of takes away from, wait a minute, what are you talking about all this money for? This is competition. This is you know, woman versus woman or man versus man. This is you know, showing you the best that you've got at that moment. This is people racing down the track to win it. And when you've watched the Olympics, you're not talking about money. You're talking about competition and taking it on. And that's what brings out the strength in people. And when children see that, it's empowering. You know, you're kind of like, wow, did you see? I just feel like we're really going off the rails. And when you just said that about, you know, the live women, I want parity for women with the guys, but at some level we've got to kind of pull this thing back. The people at LIV have so much money, there's no way we can, and I think that's why the PGA Tour is having such a hard time and chasing this money game, because how can you fight somebody who's got $960 billion? It's not the right number, but it might as well be.
I think it's bigger than that as well. Yeah.
It really troubles me that children are, and I don't mean children, you know, 5-year-olds. I mean children between up to 18. They're all kids, and they're impressionable. And if that we talk about just money making the person, that's the world's gone upside down.
Yeah, and I don't know that you can compete with the mindset of I'm just doing this for the money. I don't sure that that's what drives you. I think all great professionals want to beat one another. You know, they want to be the best, and they're not in their minds thinking, I'm going to be doing this just for the money. I want to do this to earn championships. And I think Rory sort of stated that, and several other of the players stated that I'm here to make my name because I'm a great player. And I hope that's what we keep. I hope that's what drives the future of the game. But again, I'm a dinosaur, so who would know, you know?
Wait a minute. All right. Tiger Woods. To bring him back. He didn't do it for the money. He did it because he wanted to be the best. He wanted to beat everybody. And, you know, for what it's worth. And he has his flaws. Everybody's got their flaws. We're flawed by nature.
Right.
So you know, but he was the perfect example. He started off, and earlier in the show, Ron Syrak was talking about, you know, Tiger won his first whatever on this particular golf course. He was playing from the very gate with nothing, and except for his dad's support, and then it just snowballed into money. But he never lost the passion to play and to play to win, and that's really important. I think you mentioned once that kids have to have competition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think two things. You know, I sometimes tell my parents, and they look at me funny, but I tell them that my job is to make your children uncomfortable. And I try to set up our tournaments to where they are uncomfortable a bit, even when they show up at registration, that we try to have new people there that they don't know. And when you're in your comfort all the time, we don't grow. And I think the only way we grow is in our discomfort. And I think you can relate to this, is that all of a sudden you're going to go tee it up with somebody you don't know. And you don't know what their game is, and you're not always sure about what your game is, but you want to do well. And the more you can tee it up in an uncomfortable environment, the more you're going to grow. And just for instance, you know, I remember playing in my first U.S. Open, and I couldn't get the ball to stay on the tee. I was so nervous, you know. And, you know, when they say your name and you just hope to goodness you hit the ball. But and the more you do it, the more you learn how to handle that environment. And so competition, I think, is what makes you better. It's very difficult to become a great player or improve your game without competition. And if you and I played every weekend together, Danielle, for whatever 2 minutes you have free in your life, we wouldn't make each other better. Because we'd get too comfortable with each other. And so the more you play with different people and in different tournaments and different environments, and I think the more we grow. So that's what competition is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You grow inside and it translates into all aspects of your life. So you become comfortable in a work situation, school situation, all kinds of different situations, because you've already tested yourself in a really hard place. I don't want to run out of time before we talk about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.
Mm-hmm.
What aspect of, you know, can we register now? What's coming up?
Well, unfortunately, we did have to cancel one of our tournaments on Maui. Mm. But we do have a tournament on the Big Island at Hualalai, and it's full. It's more than full. We have a long waiting list. And we still have a tournament here on Kauai and at Puakea. And we have two more tournaments on Maui towards the end of the year, October and December. One's our tour championship, of which they would have to it's based on their points for the year. And they're both at Wailea Blue and Emerald, so towards the end of the year. So the year is winding down, but our first tee side of us is growing and growing, and we're looking for more people to be involved as volunteers and coaches. We're going to be doing some training in Hawaii, so to get more people involved, because I think the more we can get kids active and doing a sport, playing a sport like golf, I think we're all going to be healthier.
Yeah. Yeah. Golf is wonderful. It's a wonderful game. It gets kids in a social environment, but as singulars. And that sounds strange, but children who, for instance, have autism, and I speak from experience, that they feel like they're a part of something, but not necessarily responsible to that something. So if they're on a team and they let the team down, there's a terrible feeling of failure, and that's not easy. But if you're just, you know, in with a group of kids playing, and that you're not responsible to them, as you learn the game, it's a comfortable thing. And that's been my experience. So, and I was told by a doctor that that would be good for children who also have tissue issues. Let's say you're double jointed. You can play soccer or you can play golf. But there are a lot of things that would be best not played. So how do we get in touch with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Well, you can go online to our website. We have one for First Tee Hawaii, and we have one for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. They do link to one another. And sign up. Our newsletter comes out once a month. They want to sign up for that. They can add their name to our website to receive the newsletter so they know what's upcoming for us.
Right on.
As you mentioned, you know, golf's a game for a lifetime. It's not that I'm going to play soccer with my dad when, you know, he's, you know, 96, but I played golf with him when he was 96. So
there you go. Yes.
Yeah. So it is a great game for a lifetime. And there's so many wonderful other things, too, out there. So I appreciate the time, Danielle.
Oh, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, because I was starting to think I was all by myself.
No, it's a difficult one, and I don't know the right answer. It doesn't feel comfortable to me. So, and I just always feel that golf is a game that we always do the right thing. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. That's all we can do. Thank you.
Yep.
Mary B. Porter King, PGA of America, First Lady of Golf, co-founder of Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee, now folded in. So get in touch with hsjga.org or Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Just Google it. It'll come up for you, and you'll be able to get in touch and become a volunteer because, you know, kids, they need to have that kind of support. Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore and their dog days of summer sale on now. Honda generators featuring the EU2200, $1,399, free extended warranty worth $200. That's less than the big box stores. Got that big lawn crying out for attention? Hey, Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones from 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale, and they ship daily, okay? They ship off island, I should say. The new shipments are arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or out, flood or fire disaster in your world, you need help immediately, right? And I've had the experience. MD Restoration's on it at any time, right away. If disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration. They're licensed contractors. So not only can they do your cleanup, they can do the repair. It's nice to have the same people in the house. 808-528-3434. We are honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA, and you heard it today from one of our great PGAs, Ben Hongo. Takes a lot of time and love of this game to learn the game, but you'll learn it and love it for life. SIPAC for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. SIPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere. Call 808-861-9595, and they have alerts that they'll send out to you. You can sign up to get the alerts that something's happened and what you can do, what you should be doing. You'll find them at CYPAC.com, CYPAC.com. We get, you know, hacked without even knowing it. So you'll want to know what's going around in the community. And if you're stumped, you don't know what to give a great friend who seems to have just about everything, give them a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years. Hawaii Watch, Tiger Woods play at Poipu Bay. Remember, Kauai South Shore Gem is right there. Year after year, they were there. Everyone at the golf club wants a gift certificate from Poipu Bay. We're probably going to have some to give away soon, so just hang on. I want to thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And if in that you're in that kind of mood to get out and hit some golf balls and not necessarily on the range, we've got a tee time for you. Makalei has a 922. The old soldiers are out there. And here on Oahu, a Hawaii Kai has a 10:10, and we've got one at Royal Hawaiian Country Club at 10:08 and at 11 o'clock. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.